An open letter to the community sector in Queensland has been making the rounds on the internet lately, and it is making quite an impression. Byron Mulligan, manager and principal of Lightworks Community Consultants, posted a letter on Facebook questioning the sector's dependence on government funding, suggesting they look to industry as a potentially stable source. The letter has elicited a range of responses, from agreement to condemnation. Mr. Mulligan says he posted the letter to stimulate discussion amongst the community sector on where it gets its funding from.
We've been underfunded, and as I wrote in that letter, we've been society's poverty shaman for a very long time, performing feats of magic on a daily basis and not really receiving the acknowledgement or recognition we deserve for what we do. I think the whole point of the letter for me was really to get people talking, whether you agree with it or disagree with it. It was a starting point for a conversation. That was really my aim of that letter. And it seems that it's certainly done that. A lot of people have responded either positively, negatively or otherwise, but that was its point.
Mr. Mulligan says the relationship between government and the community sector is becoming increasingly untenable, and while many in the sector are disheartened by what is going on, now is the perfect time to look to the future.
Since the change of government this year, there's been a smashing of our sector, left, right and centre, with not a lot of reason or not a lot of apparent reason to the sector and not a lot of explanation or understanding why. I think this has been going on for a very long time, however, but I really believe it's culminated this year where we've hit this tipping point, and I think it's time that we have to do something different, and I think it's become very apparent to especially our sector, but certainly government itself. What I notice at the moment is that our sector has some real identity and some self-esteem issues, but it would be a mistake to confuse that with incapacity. The most knowledgeable and skilled people I know work in this sector, and I believe it's time for us to unite and recognise that power a little. Excuse my language, but I think we need to really grow some balls on this occasion, to be honest.
Anne Ingemels is a founder and current chair of the Coalition of Community Boards and is a researcher at Griffith University. She agrees the sector should be more open-minded about where it sources its funding.
We're looking to extend the base of funding to communities and industry corporations, and we think there needs to be a mechanism to facilitate that. It requires pilot projects, probably, that community sector and interested industry could set something up together to facilitate that funding. And government could certainly help in that process. The fear, of course, would be that any other form of funding coming into community organisations will enable government to reduce its input.
Ms. Ingemels says there aren't many precedents in Australia of industry-backed community organisations.
We have little experience to draw on here. Industry in Australia has not traditionally provided much in the way of resources for community organisations. There has been some pro bono work, maybe by lawyers and banks, and mining companies do provide resources where they're actually mining, say, on the land of Aboriginal people. But in terms of general community organisations, industry hasn't been all that generous.
Byron Mulligan says industry tends to take a more long-term view on investment, and so is a better source to draw upon than government, rejecting the view that industry is merely self-interested.
Industry talks decades, it talks centuries and talks millions of dollars in big business in terms of its business relationships. We're funded in tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, between a 1 and 3 year contract. And for the work that we do, it doesn't respect and acknowledge the power that we have and the work that we do. And it doesn't allow us to continue to do that work in an ongoing way. I believe corporate responsibility, in whatever form that takes, is becoming a daily conversation among medium to large business and industry within Australia and around the world.
But Anne Ingemels says she can foresee problems with large-scale industry investment in the community sector.
If you try to do ethical investment, you've got to find industries that are fairly ethical, and we all just start relying on industry that is exploitative of the environment or of people, it would be an unlikely kind of partnership, I imagine. So I think there could be some dilemmas in that regard. But I also think that there needs to be some kind of buffer between industry and individual organisations. organisations that receive funding so that the demands of industry can impact directly on organisations. Any sponsor, any funder starts to expect or make certain requests of the people that they're funding. So I could see that that could be problematic.
She says donors tend to become more intrusive the longer they are involved with a group, and further, she questions whether industry, just like current governments, will fund unpopular causes.
Now, there's a well-understood history that when you rely on any funding, the funders want to fund what they consider to be favourable to the public. So they'll fund organisations that look after sick children because, you know, that pulls on everyone's heartstrings. But they don't want to fund middle-aged men who've been out of work because they have a drug problem or something. You know, there are popular things to fund and unpopular things to fund. And community organisations work with a whole range of people, many of whom would not be the sexy target for philanthropic funding.
Byron Mulligan says while there are some trade-offs that are involved with industry funding, he would take them if that meant a more steady source of funding.
I think that we have a responsibility as a sector to better identify and brand and promote ourselves. We also have a bit of work to do to be able to start meeting business and particularly the corporate sector halfway in that respect. So we need to understand those requirements and need to understand what mutual benefit means to both parties. For the sake of some branding and attending public functions, I would take a bucket load of money and the flexibility to work with it any day. And until we become truly self-sustaining as an industry and as a sector, we have to consider this. What is more sustainable?